2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. 3239 AH, 803 BC, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for himself 2 wives, and he fathered sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this, that Joash was minded to repair the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather of all Israel money to repair the house temple of your God from year to year, and see that you quickly take care of this matter. However, the Levites did not hurry to do it. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief priest, and said to him, Why have you not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses the servant of the Lord Jehovah, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? Because the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house temple of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah they gave to Balaam. And at the king's commandment they made a chest, and set it outside at the gate of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem, to bring into the Lord Jehovah the collection that Moses the servant of God laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced, and brought in, and cast into the chest, until they had made an end. Now it came to pass, that at the time the chest was brought to the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest, and took it, and carried it to its place again. So they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord Jehovah, and also those who worked in iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord Jehovah. So the workmen worked, and the work was completed by them, and they set the house temple of God in its place, and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, even vessels to minister, and to offer with, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah continually all the days of Jehoiada the high priest. But Jehoiada grew old, and was full of days when he died. He was 130 years old when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both towards God, and towards his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada the princes of Judah came, and bowed to the king. Then the king listened to them. And they left the house temple of the Lord Jehovah God of their forefathers, and served groves and idols, and wrath, anger, judgment came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of this their sin. Yet he sent prophets to them, to bring them again to the Lord Jehovah, and they testified against them. But they would not listen. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, who stood above the people, and said to them, This is what God says. Why do you sin against the commandments of the Lord Jehovah that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord Jehovah, he has also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, Zechariah, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. So Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his Jehoiada's son. And when he died, he said, The Lord Jehovah look upon it, and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year, that the host army of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all their spoil to the king of Damascus. Because the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord Jehovah delivered a very great army into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord Jehovah God of their forefathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had departed from him, because they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings. And these are those who conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shemeth an Ammonites, and Jehozabad the son of Shimrith a Moabites. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the repairing of the house. Temple. Of God, indeed, they are written in the story of the book of the Kings. And Amaziah his son reigned in his place. 3279 AH, 763 BC.